This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Sandra Bullock can still sell a movie. Yep. Even though reviews for the Netflix horror film Bird Box have been lukewarm, scoring a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, more than 45 million Netflix accounts have now streamed Bird Box in the first week. Wow, that's the most views ever for a Netflix film in the first 7 days. No blindfolds were worn by the suits that greenlit this project. Meanwhile, Aquaman is becoming exactly what Warner Brothers hoped it would be for the DC Universe. After passing the worldwide total of Justice League, the James Wan film is on its way to becoming the studio's first billion-dollar release since The Dark Knight Rises in 2012. In second place over the Christmas and New Year's holidays was Disney's Mary Poppins Returns. Congrats to Warner and Disney. Lady Gaga kicked off her Las Vegas residency show Enigma at the Park MGM Theater. The show began with Gaga descending from the ceiling in a silver catsuit with blue hair. She floated through the theater and over to the stage to kick off the night. The capacity crowd of 5,200 included Katy Perry, Dave Grohl, Regina King, and Adam Lambert, who just danced. Sorry. Speaking of Dave Grohl, his old band Nirvana sued Marc Jacobs over the designer's Bootleg Redux Grunge collection, which featured the band's iconic smiley face image. That smiley face, which Nirvana has owned the trademark to, first appeared on a flyer for the Nevermind release party in 1991. The Jacobs one has Heaven instead of Nirvana in a similar typeface. Smells like copyright infringement. Ariana Grande came down with a bad case of the flu and had to cancel the first shows of her Sweetener tour, which were over at the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas. Yep, you heard me. The Sweetener tour is now scheduled to run from March through October with 77 shows in support of her album Sweetener and the upcoming album Thank You Next. Wow. Catch it. Not the flu, the show. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the highest-paid actor in Hollywood history. 10 of his last 12 films have grossed at least $215 million worldwide, 5 of them over $500 million, and 2 of them have surpassed $1 billion. Disney is paying him a whopping $22 million for the upcoming Jungle Cruise, but his co-star Emily Blunt is only earning $9 million. Yep, the gender gap is alive and well. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are facing split rumors again after fans noticed their absence from each other's social media. The model, 23, and the singer, 25, did not post any photos of each other over the holidays as they have in years past. Hadid instead shared a throwback pic of her family with Santa, while Malik opted to stay silent on social media. Trouble in paradise? Kanye West made it clear where he stands politically. Trump all day, he tweeted, followed by dragon emojis, referring to tweets from April in which he said he and Trump share dragon energy, that they're natural-born leaders, very instinctive, and have great foresight. Kanye continued, "They will not program me. Blacks are 90% Democrats. That sounds like control to me." Ugh. Kelly Clarkson treated herself this holiday season, and she doesn't care. The voice judge tweeted about the weight she gained the past 2 weeks, saying that she has no regrets, but vowing to get back in shape after the new year. Kelly said, quote, "To the person that lost weight over the holidays, don't worry. I found it and will get it back to you starting January the 1st, unquote. I found some of it too. Louis C.K. continued wrecking his career by mocking the high schoolers who survived the Parkland massacre during a recent gig. He said, quote, "You're not interesting because you went to a high school where kids got shot. Why does that mean I have to listen to you? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way, and now I gotta listen to you talking?" Unquote. Wow. Just wow. Bebe Rexha has hit out at a footballer for texting her despite him being married with children. The singer, 29, slammed the unnamed sportsman in her Instagram stories for her 7 million followers to see. She wrote, quote, "You're married and have 3 kids. Be a good role model and leave me the F alone," unquote. Sorry, pal. Guess it wasn't meant to be. Ouch. OMG. Usher has officially filed for divorce from his estranged wife, Grace Miguel, who he publicly split with earlier this year. The move is anything but surprising. Hell, we did expect this. It was back in March on the heels of several allegations and lawsuits claiming Usher spread herpes to Grace. You know, it's too bad. Their love didn't last forever, but Usher's herpes sure will. Netflix's first order of business for the new year involved confirming the release date of one of their most popular series, Stranger Things. The network has confirmed July 4th as the date the third season will drop. The show once again stars Winona Ryder as Joyce Byers, David Harbour as Police Chief Jim Hopper, Finn Wolfhard as Mike Wheeler, and Millie Bobby Brown as Eleven. Finally, singer Chris Brown has been accused of illegally owning an exotic pet monkey after authorities saw him posting images of the animal on Instagram. What? Brown was charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of possessing the capuchin monkey without a permit, according to the LA City Attorney. The monkey has been relocated to a sanctuary facility. Yep, another case of you can't make this shit up. The trash bin. Former Smallville star Allison Mack and NXIVM leader Keith Raniere are accused of using raunchy photos and statements to get free work out of their members and to force them to have sex with Keith. Mack's been out on $5 million bail since her spring arrest. Both face mandatory minimum sentences of 15 years to life in prison if convicted. Can you say freaks?
The news wrap-up.
Chipotle has posted its best year earnings since 2013 thanks to its new CEO, Brian Nickel, who came from Taco Bell. Amazon stock is closing out its worst quarter since the 2008 recession. Facebook moderators reportedly rely on inaccurate, outdated documents to determine forbidden content. Researchers have developed artificial fingerprints which could hack into a third of the world's smartphones. Yep, so much for security.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Aquaman is the top film at the box office for a third week.
The number one album.
Rapper 21 Savage enters the charts with I Am, I Was.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition continues to be the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
It's Becoming by Michelle Obama for a seventh week.
Lil Wayne's career began in 1991 at the age of 9 when he was discovered by Brian Birdman Williams and joined Cash Money Records as the youngest member of the label and half of the duo The Bee Gees alongside fellow New Orleans-based rapper BG. In 1996, Lil Wayne and BG joined the Hot Boys with Cash Money label mates Juvenile and Turk. They're best remembered for their 1999 hit album Guerrilla Warfare and single Bling Bling. For many years, he was the flagship artist of Cash Money before ending his deal with them in June. Lil Wayne has sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time. From the Carter 5, here's Lil Wayne featuring Swizz Beatz with the song of the week, Uproar.
Where's the uproar? What the f*** though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. You a roughneck. Cutthroat, you a tough guy. That's enough jokes. Then the sun died. The night is young though. The diamond still shines. You're in a rough hole. What the f though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2. Where the ones go? It's a show. Put you front row. Talking bro. Let your tongue show. Money over and above. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside. What the f? I sleep with the gun and she don't snow. What the f? Yo, where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast, I got a duffo.
That was Lil Wayne featuring Swizz Beatz with the song of the week, Uproar. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.